The next speaker is going to be talking about collaborative machine learning. So Håkon Fanchuren, please come.
Thank you. So I'm Håkon Fanchuren, and this is work together with a great bunch of people in the R community and beyond, some of which are here today. So OpenML is like an open science platform for machine learning, right? I'm machine learning. I do a lot of machine learning research with a lot of different people. And I want you to imagine what could happen if we could analyze data collaboratively, right? What if I can share a data set and anybody in the world can build models on that and immediately give them back to me so I can look at them and collaborate with them? Or what if I can just search which are interesting data sets people are currently working on? I can then build my own models, try my own algorithms on them, and then immediately in real time collaborate with these people. And what if I can do it on a web scale? What if I can just download all the interesting data sets or data sets that interest me from the internet and build models then that on a massive scale? And what if I can just download all the predictions that other people, all the models that other people have been building and use them in my research? And what if I can do it in real time? What if I can just, from my R environment, just with a line of code, share my models with the world, and with another line of code, just download all the other models people have been building all over the world? This is basically what OpenML intends to do, right? It's like a GitHub for machine learning, so it's very easy to use. It's integrated in machine learning environments. If you use R or Python or other environments, there is an API, and with a few lines of code, you can upload data, download data, upload models, and download them again. It's easy to contribute, so all the data code results are shared automatically. The APIs make sure that you have all the necessary metadata for reproducibility, so other people can just download it and know exactly what to do with it. It's organized. There's a nice website. You can just search all kinds of data sets. You can see where the data lives, what the code is. You see who the people are, so you can talk to them. And there's reward structure. So the more you share with other people, the more your impact grows, and other people can see how active you've been, right? So the way this works is, first of all, you can upload data. This is mostly tableau data right now. You can upload it or you can just reference it, right? If the data lives somewhere else, like Figshare or Zenodo, you can just put a URL there, OpenML will download the data set from there, and then on the server, it will automatically analyze and characterize it. So you get every new data set gets a website where you can, first of all, look at what the features are like, what the data set is like. It computes some statistics about the data set. There's even a wiki where you can add more information about the data set. And then if you want to do something with it, like you don't want to do classification, you can build a task around it, saying, okay, this is my data, I want to predict this feature. And then OpenML will build a machine-readable object of this, so you can actually download that task into R and then immediately run many algorithms on that. And all the results that people upload to OpenML will then be organized online, so you get a nice timeline, you can see different people, so every dot here is a model that people upload, you can see how well they do, the higher the better, and you can see over time what people have been building. And any of these models you can click, and you can see exactly what they have been doing. It's like Haggle, but completely open source. And all the code is all open. So the data you run locally. So you download the data, you write any script you want, you run it locally or on your cluster, whatever you want, and then you upload the code and the models to the server. And there's an API that does this for you, so just a few lines of code. It looks different in different environments. So if it's Python or R, it's like those four lines of code. If it's a graphical environment like Weka, there's a plugin, so you can just use it from your normal environment. So you don't need to go to a website. You can just use any environment that you already use and then just download all the data sets and upload all your results. So if you look at R, it just requires a library, OpenML, which you can just install. And then you can download any task. So then the library will download the data and all the metadata about the task, then you can build any model locally. You then train the model on the task, and then you can, with one line, upload that experiment, that run, to the website, to the system. And from the moment it's uploaded, everybody else can just download it again and do interesting research with it. So it's completely reproducible. It's linked to all the data that flows in the author. So if you download a run, you can immediately rerun it or combine it with many other runs all over the world. So models are evaluated on the server, so you can also immediately compare to all the other runs all over the world. And then you can download the models from the website or directly from code, and there's also a nice overview of all the different performance measures. This is our website, openml.org. You can actually participate in this presentation. If you go to OpenML and click R here, there's a little script you can try to run, and then your results will appear actually in this presentation. So if you upload a data set, you get something like this. So this is one data set. So there's a wiki here. You can edit that if it loads. Then you see an overview of all the features that the data set has here. So you can even see the distributions of the classes and so on. You get automatic statistics about the data set, and here you can see all the different tasks, like classification on it. So if I look at a classification data set, classification task, I can see here these are all different people over time that have contributed. I have a little leaderboard also. And I can easily see these are all the different workflows that people have been trying on this data set, and this is basically performance. So every dot here is again a model. If I click on the model, you can see exactly which parameter settings were used and how performant this model was. Right. Every algorithm, every workflow also has its own web page. You can see there how this algorithm performs on different kind of data sets. And you can color code it with parameters if you want to see which parameters are very important to tune. And then you have some kind of altmetrics. So it's like GitHub. You can see how active you've been. You can see who's very active in the field. You can see who makes the most contributions. And this is proof that you're, of how important your work is in the machine learning community. I can give you a short demo. This is just a Jupyter notebook. So just to install it, you can install it from GitHub. It will soon be on cron soon. But you can just install it from GitHub. And this one line, then you basically set your API key that you find on a website, and then you're free to upload and download anything you want. So if you want, for instance, to explore data sets, I have one line of code, list OpenML data sets, and you get a full list of all the currently about 20,000 data sets that are on OpenML. You can search them. For instance, if you want a specific one, you can just search for a name, and then you get the data set with all the meta features. You can also search for properties. For instance, if you want to have all data sets which have more instances than features, you can just search for that. You get a full list of them. It's ahead, so it's much longer than this. And you can then download the data set right into your R script, right? That's all there is to it. Then you can look for OpenML tasks. So here you see different tasks. And say that I'm interested in this one algorithm, this one data sets on EEG data. Here I can see I have two kinds of tasks. I have a clustering task and a classification task. And I can then just download that task, and it also downloads all the data for me. And then I can run machine learning algorithms, right? So here I use MLR, a very popular machine learning library. I make a learner. I run this task on a learner, and then this is the result. That's the local. And then with one more line, I can actually upload it to the server. So I can just run this right now. Now it's actually building the model, and now it's checking, okay, I already know this algorithm, so I'm giving you the ID, and now I'm uploading the model and the predictions, and now it's successfully uploaded to the server. And you can even do this for more advanced experiments. So here I take a list of data sets and a list of learners. I just do a full benchmark, and if I do this, you can see R is now running, building my models and uploading them automatically. And you can just go online and you can see these models being uploaded right now. So here, these are the models I just built. So they're now being evaluated on the server. And as soon as they're evaluated, it just takes a minute, then you will be able to see all the details. And everybody else can just download them again. You can also download anybody else's evaluations. So if you want to see which algorithms are very useful for these tasks, you can just list all the evaluations. So here you see all the experiments, and then you see different performance measures like AUC or predictive accuracy. You can list all the algorithms that are there, and then you can just download for this one task all the different runs that have been run. So here we have a little overview. So for this particular task, the best algorithm is actually a Python algorithm. There's a very good R algorithm here as well. So you can see immediately, so these are all the runs that all people have been building on this task, and you can see how well they perform. So basically, so another things we're doing right now is to build circles. So right now everything is open, all the data sets that you upload, all the experiments are open, so everybody can immediately reuse them. We're now building circles, so you can, if you want to write a paper, first of all, share your data and your experiments with a group of people, and afterwards you can make them public. Studies are basically e-papers, right? So once you run all your experiments, you can get a small link in OpenML, and then you can put it in your paper, and that leads you back to a page where anybody can find all your data sets, all your models, all your algorithms. Reputation tracking, so the more data sets, if you contribute important data sets, other people start reusing it, you should get credit for that. So OpenML shows you how often your data is reused, how often your experiments are reused. And notebooks, we're currently integrating notebooks so you can write any type of script and then upload those results right away. And everybody can just reuse a notebook for their own research. So what this allows to do is to do data science globally and in real time. So I can invite anybody anywhere to look at my data, look at my models, and my latest builds. It doesn't have to be final. So I can just give my best models. Anybody can try to build better models or give me feedback on how to do it better. And I can just download all the other data and other models that people have been building and reuse them. And I can share results in real time. I can just write a little script, go to sleep, and at night the experiments will be uploaded and other people can already look at them. It also allows to do science more rapidly. Say if I am, for instance, a medical researcher, or I can share data sets, and anybody in the world can then build models on that and then share them with me. And this is really nice because now I can build many, many data sets and have many, many people build models on that, and I can collaborate with them in real time. And I can share the best data and best practices. And finally, it also allows automation, right? So now I can write little algorithms that just ask OpenML, are there new data sets, automatically run algorithms on those data sets, automatically upload those models. So if you have a nice algorithm, somebody uploads a data set, automatically gets results for your algorithm. And also allows data-driven modeling. So now we can download all these models, and you can see what works in which situations. So if somebody uploads a new data set, you can write algorithms that then use all this information to decide which models should be tried first. So you can automate different aspects of the data science workflow, all by just talking to the server. This allows a new kind of collaboration, and it kind of reminds me of, I don't know if you have these starlings here. Sometimes you can see them at night fall. These are starlings, and they fly together in swarms. And the purpose here is really to do more with less, right? It helps them to find food, and also helps them to solve problems that they cannot solve themselves. For instance, maybe you see there's a predator there that tries to eat the birds. Instead of every bird for himself, they all fly together in these big clouds. You can see actually these birds chasing the predator away. And it's this kind of collaboration. You can solve bigger problems by allowing the infrastructure. So you can work with many people together in solving hard problems. And that's what we set out to do. Thank you. Any questions? Yeah?
So what did you charge for this? Or
no.
If not, how are you surviving?
Oh,
question?
Okay. So the question is whether we are funded and how we are surviving. This is an open source project. So nobody's being paid from this. People just build in from their own research, right? And we were lucky enough to have very good people in the R community, also the Python community, we're very interested in doing good machine learning research, and OpenML allows them to do this. So they're really happy to contribute their time and effort into this, and also makes their research more scalable and more effective.
So all your CPU time in this space is donated?
So CPU time, so you run algorithms locally. So you download the data sets, you run algorithms locally, you upload the results. The only thing that our servers have to do is organize all the data and do the evaluations. Yeah. Any more questions? Cool. Okay, yeah, sure, one.
Of course, it's kind of critical. How could you compare OpenML with Kaggle? In some sense, you provide similar services.
Yeah.
And of course, now you're one side of the medal, but still.
Well, there's a few simple differences. Kaggle is a competition platform. OpenML is really for scientific research, so it's more about collaboration. So we have leaderboards, but all the data is open. It's purely meant for people to collaborate with each other. It's also an open science, an open source project. It's not a company. So it's by researchers for researchers. Yeah. You're welcome. Okay, thank you.